I'm delighted to introduce you to the new host to the program that will succeed the Diane Rehm Show on January 2nd, 2017. He is a man of great intelligence, curiosity, and depth. And to you, Joshua Johnson, I give my warmest welcome and my heartiest congratulations. Welcome now to Washington.
Thank you, Diane. It's a thrill to be here.
Oh, Joshua, I'm so glad to have you and to introduce you to this fabulous audience that has been part of the NPR listenership for so long. You know, I obviously love this program. I love what I've done. But here you are. You teach podcasting at the University of California at Berkeley.
That's right.
You most recently were co-creator and host of the public radio series Truth Be Told, which explored race in America. So why, after having all of this great work in California, why are you interested in this job?
Well, it's really a through line to the work that I did in San Francisco with KQED Public Radio. It's about good storytelling. It's about allowing people to speak in their own voices rather than speaking for them. It's about creating a safe space for people to be heard. It's about giving people a chance to understand each other. It's about fostering empathy with people. We can't control what people say, do, or think, but we can influence the way that people see and hear one another. And if we do that, then people can make smarter decisions about the world in which they live. So really, the chance to do this is directly connected to all of that. Plus, quite frankly, this is something I've been dreaming and praying and begging God for since I was about 5 or 6
really?
Years old. Oh, yes. This is my one life dream. Like, I've wanted to create and host a show since I was a very small kid.
And it is going to be a brand new show. Tell us about the name of the show.
The show, it's not going to be the Joshua Johnson Show. The show is called 1A. 1A, it has two meanings. First of all, I used to work for WLRN Miami Herald News, which was a partnership between the NPR station there and the Miami Herald. And the Miami Herald calls its front page, page 1A. And I like the idea of us focusing on these 1A stories, the stories above the fold that are so essential that everyone needs to know them and thoroughly understand them. And the stories below the fold that are just the ones that people keep talking about, but they may not be talking about them as deeply as they could. It's a lot of heat and not a lot of light. Those are the stories I really want us to focus on, those stories that connect people either because they're controversial or they're exciting or they're emotional or they're infuriating, and we just need to be able to take a breath, get in the same room, and talk. That's one meaning. The other meaning behind 1A is First Amendment, this idea that there are these freedoms that we have, which now in 2017, I think, are going to become ever more crucial and in a much hotter spotlight. This idea that we need to use these freedoms and own them and respect them. And so it's kind of a dual meaning. It's the kinds of conversations we're going to have. It's an homage to this right that we have to exercise, that we have to use. And it's really a promise that these are the kinds of stories you're going to hear. We're not going to do stories that are frivolous or extraneous or opportunistic. We're not just going to be chasing the latest trends on Twitter. But if we do go for that trend on Twitter, we're going to do it for a reason. We're going to do it for a purpose. And we're going to do it in a way that welcomes everybody.
So you're thinking about multiple platforms as you do the program.
Absolutely. That's an opportunity for us to expand the reach of each show after and maybe even before the show. I mean, each edition of the program is still going to be an hour. It's still going to be 2 1-hour programs. But it's possible, for example, before an hour-long show, we might post, and we might post something on Facebook 3 days beforehand and say, hey, we're thinking about doing this topic. We're still building it in the newsroom. We'd really love to hear what you think. And that allows people to chime in and help build the show before the show. That's one of the things we did with Truth Be Told. We cast around for stories of people's encounters with race, and those stories populated the program. And they're still online. It's truthbetoldshow.org. And we used those stories either as audio clips or as call-ins or whatever to help us do this work. I think that now that social media are so much a part of the way people consume news and information, we can either fight that, which I think is a losing battle for us, or we can use that. We can leverage it and say, we're going to be wherever you are. You don't need to climb some mountain to come access our program. You can access us easily, and we will come to you as proactively as we can.
I'm speaking with Joshua Johnson, who will be the new host of the program that begins on January 2nd, 2017. It will be called 1A. And by the way, we are video streaming this portion of the program so that you can not only hear Joshua Johnson, but see him as well. And Joshua, when they see you, they will recognize that you are a Black man.
They will.
I am a white woman who's been doing this program for 37 years. Tell me about the difference that you think you as a Black man can have on the public radio audience.
Well, I think, you know, day to day, it's kind of funny that you call that out, because I've had more than a few people say, oh, you're Joshua Johnson. I never would have guessed you were Black. And then they grab their mouths like, I can't believe I said that. And in those situations, as uncomfortable as they can be, my response has always been, why not? And in that moment, it gives them a chance to challenge that belief. And I've had more than a few people say, oh, my God, I can't believe I thought that. And my response has always been, don't worry about it. You noticed it. You're aware of it. And now you can choose to decide whether or not that's part of your belief system. I mean, I was turned on to public radio by my mother. My very first public radio station was WRTI, which is the station that's licensed to Temple University in Philadelphia. She tuned in for the jazz music, and then she heard this guy named Robert Siegel on All Things Considered. And it just fired her imagination, and she brought it to me. So I fell in love with public radio from a kind of colorblind perspective. But as I began to think about what I wanted to do professionally and how I wanted to kind of chase this dream, I hunted for people who reminded me of myself, and there weren't a whole lot. You know, there have been a few Black men in prominent positions in public radio, Tavis Smiley and Juan Williams and Tony Cox and Ed Gordon and a few others, Kwame Holman on the PBS NewsHour, but there really haven't been many. I think it's people like my mother, first of all, who encouraged me to be willing to do this. My father, who gave me a very clear sense of argumentation and analysis. He's a very studious man. And then growing up looking at Black journalists on the air, I mean, Bernard Shaw and the late Ed Bradley, God rest him, were always men that I looked at. Or even local hosts like, you know, Dwight Lauderdale, who was in Miami, who I grew up with and finally got a chance to meet. And there was this whole generation, and especially the late Gwen Ifill. You know, I wish I would have had a chance to contact her and say, hey, Ms. Ifill, I made it. I mean, I had the chance to meet her twice. And having people like that who are an example paves the way. I hope that my perspective as an African-American will inform the program, but it won't be the lens through which we do the show. I think the perspective that all people of any kind of a diverse strand bring is the ability to see things from the outside and a different kind of empathy, which hopefully will be useful to everyone.
One last question, Joshua. I spoke recently at a farewell gala given for me that given the election, the public radio system needs to broaden its reach to include people who perhaps have never listened to public radio, who don't even know what public radio is. What do you think you can do to help public radio broaden its reach?
Well, I'll tell you what I have done is I've had conversation with people who, for example, listen to very conservative talk radio, AM talk radio, which is fine. If that's what you want to listen to, that's cool. And I've had the conversation where I've told them, you know, those hosts that you are used to listening to have told you all that they are. They have set the bar and they will never clear it. You hear a different version of the show basically every day. When you are ready for something new, when you're ready to go someplace you've never been, meet people you've never seen, explore ideas that are beyond your scope, when you are ready to be surprised, turn to us. We will expand your horizons. We will defy your expectations every day. And when you're ready to continue to broaden where you are and how you are, that's where we come in.
Joshua Johnson, he is the new host of a brand new program. You'll be here starting January 2nd. It's called 1A. Good luck to you, Joshua.
Thank you, Diane.
And short break. We'll be right back.